Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. When I have a first call with creative agency owners, I hear a lot of chat about growth and specifically how it's out of reach to them because they can't afford to dedicate time or effort to it. I encourage them to reevaluate this perception by defining what growth means to them. And whilst that almost always has something to do with an increase in revenue, sometimes it doesn't. And very often other aspects of growth metrics that they previously thought they should be looking to achieve don't fit with the vision when we examine them more closely. So once we define what we really want from growth, we can fit the lowest effort, cost and highest gain plan to get there and execute it in a way that makes sure it's happening every working day of every week of the year, whether they have the spare time to dedicate to doing it or not via automation. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. But before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy period, that I want to draw your attention to. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. This is an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. Keen to learn more? You can visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Our next group starts on January 8th, 2024. And spaces are limited, so you need to register soon to ensure that your lead generation is up and running by the end of February. Now, let's get into today's episode. And today, as I mentioned in the intro, we're going to be debunking the common myths about what it takes to grow an agency. I think the first most important thing is to define what you mean by growth. And I just made some notes here of the things that I've heard people say in the past. So growth often means more clients. And when we examine why people want more clients, it's normally because they want more revenue. Some agencies that I speak to are taking that to kind of a more sophisticated level and maybe they had more clients. Maybe that was a focus and they got loads more clients, but then they realized they probably weren't that growth fit for their agency. So they're now focusing on more better fit clients. And they're doing that to try and reach their portfolio goals. So portfolio of clients, like in terms of the category of client they want to work on, the value of the client, the type of creative work that they're doing. These are all things that they may have a goal around. Often growth for some of the clients that I work with isn't necessarily about better fit, but fewer higher value clients that they see benefit in working with. There are some traditional growth markers that many people come out with. They say, you know, beyond more revenue, they say more staff, bigger studio. Hearing that one less frequently these days. Other locations, so opening in other countries, typically like Melbourne or Sydney, New York or Chicago, Singapore, or often Amsterdam is coming up more and more. But yeah, those are the main kind of markers of agency growth for people who say they want to open more offices. Some people that I work with, you know, at the smaller end, it can feel like growth is things like hiring specific people, specific members of staff, more than just more members of staff. So it might be having an exec assistant if you're a leader of an agency. It might be moving from the role of MD or founder to CEO. Growth might feel like having a plan. So a business plan that you're actually working towards, whether I think a business plan is a bit like a website for an agency. It's so constantly in flux and evolution that it's never truly complete. So I think that's a bit of a false lead on that front. It could often mean being consistent about your marketing and your business. A lot of people come to me and say, we do this in fits and starts. When it works for us, when we're doing it, it works well. But the problem is we're not doing it consistently. So growth to some people is a product of being consistent about the way that they're trying to reach out to clients. And this is a really interesting one and kind of hard to explain, but people who work on the business and not in the business. So typically when agencies that I'm working with are in the mode ready to grow, they're starting to think about other people they can involve in that agency who aren't working specifically on client work, who are dedicated to scaling the agency. So yeah, hopefully that's given you an idea of what growth can look like and feel like. And hopefully I've painted a picture that you can relate to. Yeah, I'm in quite a unique position that I speak to anywhere between 10 and 30 agencies a week, and they tend to be between one person to up to 250, I would say, is the maximum that we tend to be speaking at. The majority of them are under 30 employees, around the 10 to 20 mark. That doesn't mean to say that below that is not a good fit for caffeine. You know, I mentioned we work with loads of one person in their max, and equally, you know, more and more agencies are moving to a collective model. We have a lot of clients who classify themselves as an agency collective. So maybe between one to five permanent members of staff with growth in terms of the team that they bring on board to support with particular projects. So, you know, between all of those things that I listed, you probably find some that you recognize for yourself and some that you've maybe heard your peers talking about, but that really covers off the gamut of the kind of markers of growth that I hear agencies talking about. So now we've kind of reached that point of what it can look like. Here is what we work with clients to achieve in terms of determining why they're growing, or, you know, what is their desire to grow, what the end goal, and how they're going to get there. So first of all, we encourage them to be intentional about who they want to work with. And we've got a variety of tools we use to help them establish what growth looks like, what the clients look like that will help them achieve that growth. So we're able to really clearly see that goal. Then we'll get clarity on how they'll engineer opportunities to make themselves visible to those prospective clients. And from that, we'll start a conversation with those prospective clients. And I think the other really crucial thing is to talk, when we're talking about growth, and particularly revenue growth and winning new clients, is that, you know, I'm not here to change this perception at all, this belief. I really believe it to be the case that the creative agency sales process can be locked, but people who have a plan in place can feel confident that they're consistently working towards filling their pipeline so that they can rest more easily. You know, we're not going to see the output of our work in the short term, but they know they are doing something actively every day. Every working day of the year, even if it's not actually them doing it, you know, it's actively happening, but perhaps it's automated. They know something in their business is working towards that goal. I mean, people who have worked with caffeine, they're now equipped with a way of doing new business without having to spend a fortune on an external provider to do it for them. And another alternative that they often end up doing instead of hiring an external agency is hiring an experienced new business person who won't come cheap to work within the agency. They often have confidence about their value and what they bring and to a project and why clients love them. And that is probably the part of working with caffeine that people are least appreciative of in advance. They don't think they need it. But actually, I'd say it's the part that on reflection, the majority of my clients that is the part of the process that they're most happy that they did, that they see most results from. And really understanding your value is key to having confidence. If you understand what you bring to a client and you understand that because you've asked your clients and you've gathered qualitative and quantitative data around that, you can go into any future conversation not arrogantly, but boldly to say, yes, we can help solve your problem. Here is evidence to point to that fact if it ever gets questioned. So that is huge. And I'm getting a little bit off script here, but when I see people not do exceptionally well with the caffeine process, it tends to be because they've not invested time to have conversations with their existing clients and their prospective clients, doing that research to better understand what it is that they bring, what the challenges are their clients face, and which they credibly can answer, and gathering evidence around that. If they've done that, everything is standing on a really solid foundation. So that's pretty crucial. I feel like I'm repeating myself so many times. Like I've said this a lot recently, probably on the podcast. Yes, certainly say it when I'm speaking to clients and prospects myself and people who work within my business. But I think it's really important to understand that the boring stuff, a bit like eating brand, is important because it sets the foundation that we can build everything else on. So as I said, they can be confident about their value and why their clients love them. And that's absolutely huge. They can be clear about who is most likely to also value that, i.e. prospective clients who would appreciate the fact that you've tackled this before. And because you know who they are, you're then able to find these people without paying for the data. And this is a huge deal breaker as well for people when they're joining Caffeine. Once they see the ability to pull together lists of these people, illustrating tools that they already have at their disposal, like LinkedIn, and then use that data in a really intelligent way to reach out to those people, their minds are up and blown. Especially given that these people are often, you know, prior to this, they'll have spent money buying data for cold email on advertising, both online and in person, paying to speak at events, paying to enter awards, paying for PR, hosting events. There's a whole range of things. Google Ads, the ads on platforms like the Dialine. You know, there's a whole load of tools that they thought they needed to be able to reach their target audience. And yes, they do work, but I can tell you that they are by far, far and away more expensive than the methods that we teach. And I know that because I previously paid for them with my own budget. And once you're confident and aware of who you bring value to, you know, specific audience that you bring value to, then you can project bigger than you necessarily are. So I'm not talking about lying, but, you know, ordinarily you may be presenting as one person and their Mac, but knowing value to bring to this area, you can confidently say, actually, it really doesn't matter to them whether I'm one person or 200 people. If I know I can handle this particular project better than anybody else around or as good as, then why do I need to lean into that? Why can't I just go in and solve their problem? And so it allows you to project bigger and therefore makes it easier to attain that in the future. And then building on that, you know, once you got an idea of what you can bring to the occasion beyond the size of the agency that you are, you are able to disrupt the decision maker's consideration of you for the job, you know, making it more likely that they will hire you, even if you don't meet the criteria that they thought the agency they were looking for does. And I think as well, what growth also should look and feel like, and particularly when you've worked with Caffeine, is knowing what it will take to get you to the next level of growth, because you've already got the data around the effort, time and money it takes. So you can be realistic about when and if you would want to make the investment to accelerate that. So if you know that your return on reaching out to people delivers at a certain percentage, then you understand you can scale that by a multiple, and you can understand what it would. You can then do some workings out because the activity you've done to understand what it would cost time and financially wise to achieve that multiple. And you've got something really clear to quantify your growth. It may be that figure scares you and you're like, no, actually, we can't afford that. And or maybe you can afford it financially, but you can't afford it energetically. Think, no, that would break us. The team would leave and you can reconsider it. But without any data, without getting started, you have no idea what it takes to get there. So that is another really great aspect of having done some really controlled lead generation to understand what the return on that engagement, on that invest is for your business. So you can build that into your future business plan, although, as you know, I don't fully believe in business plans for agencies, but it gives you some idea about where you can set your vision and targets for the company. So now that we've kind of painted that picture about what growth can feel like and look like and you know, what state you might be in after you finish the lead flow sprint, I'm going to go on to what I was originally supposed to be talking about on this episode, which is debunking three myths about what it takes to grow an agency. So one of the biggest things I find frustrating, and this is going to sound really hypocritical because I actually work with several clients on this area, but that is, I want to debunk networking and awards as the holy grail of agency marketing. I'm going to challenge the notion that success solely relies on networking and awards and explore more effective strategies. I don't know if this makes you cringe slightly when hearing the words networking and awards. I think networking doesn't come naturally to many of us. I think in this arena, I think networking dried up a lot over pandemic period, and actually maybe some of us appreciated that from a work perspective, not having to be in those situations. I know I did, and I would consider myself a very sociable person, but I considered it quite an ineffective and pointless use of time. Much rather have direct one-to-one conversations where it felt right for both of us, with a lot more prospective clients, prospective collaborators. And so networking, that's my two pennies on it. It's often very expensive time and energy wise, not necessarily expensive financially. But when I think about what a networking event requires of me, being in a small business, you know, taking a day off, taking an evening out away from my family, losing half a day of work effort, it doesn't feel good. I have to admit, there is very little room, wiggle room in terms of my schedule for things that involve travel. You know, I live in London. I still have to travel. It's still, I can still generally budget an hour each side of an event. And then there's the time at the event where you're not actually doing anything effective. There's the inefficiency in actually reaching the right person and doing it in a way that doesn't make you cringe. That's really frustrating. And equally, awards. You know, many people enter awards that with no real idea of what their end goal is, apart from getting onto the radar of the clients. And they enter awards as a marketing tactic because they're so visible in their inbox. You know, if you're thinking one day, gosh, we really need to do something to raise the profile of our agency, to make more prospective clients aware of us, and then an awards call for entry pops up in your inbox, you think, bingo. Great, low costs, 250 quid, just a few hours of time, submit it and let's see what happens. And then we'll PR it to the max when we get it. There are so many areas that are wrong about that. And I could do a whole episode on why I don't think this is the right fit for the majority of agencies, but I'll just stick with the main one, which is for the sake of this, it feels like a quick win. It's often a very expensive, very slow win. And it's often not a win at all. And so I would really reconsider that. And one of the exceptions to that for me is design effectiveness award entries or anything that measures effectiveness in a really rigorous way. That is always excellent discipline to do. Even if you don't win an award, you have a wealth of information after you go through that rigorous process that you're able to then use to attract other prospective clients in. So I really, what I want to paint a picture of there is so much effort is required. Effort, energy, time in both awards and networking. You know, coming back to awards, many clients don't even know what all these awards mean. And does it even mean very much if every agency is able to say award-winning agency? You have to know how to leverage the right awards and make them mean something to your client. How does it benefit them? And that is why I'm focusing in on design effectiveness awards when I'm saying that would be my recommendation for you if you were thinking about it. But I'd just say be aware that applying for awards can give off the energy of trying to convince prospective clients of your value rather than being clearly confident in your differentiating factor. You know, because that's what I was saying earlier about understanding those foundations of why a client might want to work with you. I think that is always worth the energy and time more than other areas that people spend their time on. Second thing is I want to demystify the myth of the time and money investment. So we kind of alluded to this at the beginning, but there's a perception that I hear a lot that large agencies have all the advantages of an endless budget, but even a big budget can be wasted on the wrong efforts. So now is really the time for agencies of all sizes and types to take advantage of the move online. And since COVID, so much has changed. You can leverage so many virtual options, so connecting with clients rather than trying to get people in the room with you, which can often be a waste of time and energy for both of you. I want to give you an idea now of the time and money commitment that it takes to do what Cavi proposes as the alternative to all of these things, which is what we teach in the Lead Flow Sprint, which is what I'm going to come to shortly, to make it feel more doable for you. So we find that it really depends on how many assets clients have, but take a medium case scenario. So an agency who has a fairly defined idea of what they do best and who they do it for best. And maybe they have some resources lying around on the server that they can repurpose to engage prospective clients with. You're looking at an average of around, I'd say, 5 hours a week for 6 weeks to get this set up. And then on an ongoing basis, half an hour a day to maintain the responses and generally do the admin around the conversations you're starting with your prospective clients. So that is the kind of energy and time and effort you can bear in mind. In terms of the financial investment, well, beyond actually getting training from somebody like Caffeine, and we have a few options for doing that, the actual cost of running this is so low. I think I calculated it a couple of weeks ago, and it came to like £86 per month, £86 per month. So that's around $100 a year, US, sorry, a month US. And I've had clients, like most recently in the last Lead Flow Sprint, a client I could see his kind of like eyes clot in the call we were in when he realized what the strategy we were teaching him, that we were setting up with him, was going to replace in terms of what he was currently spending. And then he mentioned afterwards, he said, you know, this is gonna, I've literally just sent an email to our external new business agency. We pay £4,000 a month too. And I've said, we don't want to work together any longer, because he saw just how easily and simply he could do outreach to people that they'd even said that they couldn't afford to reach out to within his current budget of £4,000 a month work with them. That was the cost savings at him. And it was really interesting to see, you know, just see that visceral reaction on his face when he realized that. And the third myth that I want to debunk is around authenticity and modern marketing. You know, a lot of clients that I speak to, or prospective clients I speak to, are worried that automation comes off as sleazy. So first of all, I'd say I'm not going to disagree with that. I've seen some horrific automated attempts to get in contact with me. So firstly, I want to define sleaze. What does that actually look like? And it comes back to what we were saying earlier about understanding what you do best and who you do it best for and who has a challenge that requires your solution. If you understand that, and then you are reaching out to people who fit within that criteria with something that answers their problem, I don't think that's sleazy. If you reach out to me with knit cream when my five-year-old has brought knits home from school, again, no idea where that came from. We don't currently have knits in this house. But I will be so grateful to you. I'll be so thankful to you for understanding my situation. And the reason I say something like that is because there's often a desperation around a situation that you don't feel is easily solved, that might feel like new or different, or like you've had bad experiences with it in the past. You just want it dealt with. These are the kind of things that you want to address. And if you do that in your opening outreach without being pushy, then it feels like the opposite of sleaze. It feels like some kind of angel has come from on high to offer a solution to your problem. So I really encourage you to define sleaze and what feels uncomfortable to you versus the option that I'm suggesting. So coming back to the myth, authenticity in modern marketing, and you being worried about automation coming off as sleazy, I want to speak to some of the fears you might have around that, which I hear a lot about. So fear of reaching out to prospective clients, fear of not having the perfect image, proposal, or portfolio before you can reach out to certain decision makers. One of my absolute favorite phrases from an old boss of mine that I really respect, that I must repeat at least four times a week, is seek completion and not perfection. I just think that is so crucial in any line of business, but particularly with creative agencies. We are so busy. Honestly, I often think that some of my clients would continue to work on their clients' projects way beyond the paid scope that they have, the scope that they've been paid to work on, just to achieve the most perfect solution and the most perfect aesthetic outcome. And I'd just like to reassure you that it's not the case that you need to be perfect. You've got to start somewhere. This is always iterative. And I think the best thing to aim for is having something that you feel comfortable to start with, knowing that there's always room for improvements. So that's another reason that people don't want to start. And that isn't about automation. It's just about any kind of outreach. So I also want to address that and emphasize that modern marketing is about building genuine connections and relationships with potential clients. You know, when somebody hears automation, they think that we're just going to start spamming everybody, start reaching out to people who aren't even relevant. And yes, we are doing things at volume, but we're doing things at volume because normally when somebody comes to Caffeine, they have an urgency to add people into their new business pipeline, to start working with new clients. And we know that only a small minority of the people we reach out to with our non-pushy approach are likely to engage with us at this particular moment in time. So it is important to get that volume. But our goal for that volume is to bring people in to engage in conversations with us where we can help them to understand what value we bring to their businesses and what the options are in working together moving forward. We're never in a position where we are pushing them to give us a brief. We're always nurturing them through that know, like, and trust process, which I know you know so well because it's the foundation of your business. If you work in marketing, you are part of that know, like, and trust building with your own client. And really, that is what modern marketing allows us to do at much greater scale. So with that in mind, I just want to reinforce, I feel like I've been all over the place in this episode, but I do still think it's all very relevant. I came on saying I was going to debunk some agency growth myths, but I spent quite a long time talking about what being in lead flow sprint, having been through that and then thinking about what your challenges are to your growth might feel and look like. So I just want to bring you back to that. Lead flow sprint is basically something we created because we already had a much lower cost method of learning how to embed this new business strategy in your business if you weren't able to work with us one-to-one. That's called Win Clients Consistently, in case you're interested. It retails at around $1,796 at the moment. So $1,796 plus VAT. But we found that people were stalling through that and they wanted more support, but they weren't necessarily able to afford to work with one-to-one over a long period of time. And they needed to know that a strategy was going to be up and running by a certain point. They didn't want it just to drag on and drag on. They wanted accountability. They wanted extra support. And that's why we built Lead Flow Sprint. So it's effectively Win Clients Consistently, which is our approach to setting up lead generation for your business, specifically targeted at creative agencies, primarily based on my background in working in design agencies. So if you're a design agency listening, you can know that it's especially qualified for you in your area. But we do have, I'd say 50% of anybody who joins a Caffeine course now is beyond brand design or packaging design, which are my disciplines from my historic career. And it teaches them everything they need to set up that lead generation strategy. So Lead Flow Sprint is everything in Win Clients Consistently, but with additional support, one-to-one support from myself, from our conversion copywriter, Sarah Lucille, who you're going to hear from in the next podcast episode. We're going to be chatting together. And I would really listen out for that. The way that she's able to complement what we do with our clients, I think is phenomenal and much higher value than the price point of Lead Flow Sprint. You will also get some one-to-one sessions in addition to group coaching with myself and Sarah Lucille. The whole aspect allows you to have everything set up. So our next cohort kicks off on the 8th of January, just looking at the diary. and it will wrap up at the end of February. So imagine by the end of February, you could have your entire lead generation set up and running. You could have outreach going every working day of every week of this year, next year, the following year, all the years. You know, this is an opportunity to set this up once and just let it run in the background. And I thoroughly encourage you to take it. If you head to the Lead Flow Sprint landing page, and you're also going to find that in the show notes down here. But if you head to that landing page, you will see option to sign up immediately. The cost is £4,500 plus VAT, and you can pay that in 3 installments of £1,500 if that's more suitable to you. You can see the opportunity to purchase immediately and secure your place. Or you'll see an opportunity to book a call with me. And I do have time during the school holidays, I'll do some juggling, time to speak to people before we kick off on January 8th. I really, really urge you, those spots to speak to me will go really quickly. And even if I say, I don't think Lead Flow Sprint is right for you right now, you will end up coming out with a host of knowledge and strategies that you can apply to your business. I will be brutally honest. If I don't think this is right for you, or I don't think any caffeine product is right for you, I will not direct you to them. I'll tell you what you need to do first to set you up in foundation for that. Or if I don't think we're a good fit in general, because for some other reason, I will point you to another support network that will. We have some amazing colleagues within this space, a couple of agencies in particular that I really recommend, who are a better fit for some of our larger prospective clients who come to caffeine, and I will send them their way instead. So book one of those Lead Flow Sprint fit calls. You'll see an option to do that on the Lead Flow Sprint landing page. And the link for that is caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/AlphaLimaFFoxtrotSforSierra. So just before we wrap up, and on that note, I just want to reinforce all that by touching on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process and bring a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with ups and downs or trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, direct input into your copywriting, and ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system tailored to your unique need. So as I mentioned before, visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/AlphaLima. F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. And remember, our next session starts on January 8th. We've got limited spots available, so don't delay. Thanks for joining me today. And if you found value in this episode, please share, review, or like it. Your support helps us to create more content for this podcast, and I really appreciate it. And so until next time, here's to a thriving and efficient new business pipeline. Bye-bye. Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/AlphaLima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.